This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has been clear that she doesn't like the debt ceiling compromise that was signed into law, but her reasons for missing that vote have been unclear. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
This past weekend, Western Slope Congresswoman Lauren Boebert said she missed the Wednesday night vote on whether to raise the debt ceiling on purpose. She called it a no-show protest.
I was ticked off. They wouldn't let me do my job, so I didn't take the vote.
But CNN released video of Boebert running up the stairs to the House chamber as if she were rushing to make the vote. And that night, in recording how she would have voted, she said she was unavoidably detained. A statement she put out after the vote also made no mention that she missed it in protest. CPR News reached out to Boebert's office for further clarification, but has not received a response. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers will soon wrap up his 8 years in office. He says he's proud of investing in the city's infrastructure and increasing jobs, especially in the tech industry.
We benefited in the post-pandemic world because all these things are, that are being insourced back to the United States as a result of our experience in the pandemic, such as microchips. That is having an enormous benefit for Colorado Springs because we have a history as a producer of microchips.
Suthers says Colorado Springs is returning to its roots as what he calls Silicon Mountain. He's term limited and will be succeeded by Yemi Mobolade, who will be sworn in Tuesday. Suthers plans to work at a law firm focused on government matters. Eagle County's Housing Authority is relaunching a program for locals. Local property owners are incentivized to rent their houses to local workers instead of renting them as short-term vacation homes. If an Eagle County homeowner chooses to rent to a local worker, they will get between $2,000 and $12,000, depending on how long the lease is. This is CPR News and KRCC.